And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Kate Durio, here to talk about a pretty exciting art walk that's going on in downtown Lafayette this Saturday. It's already second Saturday. It's, seems like September is already starting to fly by. This is a very special art walk because it's honoring Elmore Morgan Jr., and it's the Fall Fest Art Walk. How long has that been going on now, Kate? Is this the third year?
This is our third year of doing it, yes. And every year seems to get bigger and bigger, and this year we have about 20 artists that are going to be exhibiting artwork for sale. We're closing down Jefferson Street in the 500 and 600 blocks. That's from Vermilion to Main, and each artist is going to set up a little booth along the street, and there's going to be music and food and all kind of fun along the way.
So in addition to the exhibits that are in the gallery spaces and spaces like the Acadiana Center for the Arts, you're actually going to have people outside. And these are artists chosen specially for this particular art walk.
That's right. Yeah, they had to be juried in. So This is kind of the best of the local artists that applied. And everything from wood furniture to sculptures and paintings and drawings. And there's even going to be some artists doing live demonstrations of their art on site as well. So,
and what kind of art will they be demonstrating?
There's some oil paintings that are going to be there. And I believe that one of our newer gallery owners, Danielle Moss, she does glass. She, I think, is going to be doing something on site as well. Mm-hmm. And she is a new gallery that's participating in Art Walk every month, but is doing a little something extra this month. And her gallery is at Creations by Fire, and it's inside the Gordon.
Well, give us a sense of, you know, every time we announce Art Walk, we say up and down Jefferson Street. Give us a sense of how far that spreads and where some of these galleries are. I think some people who go to Art Walk aren't really sure where everything is.
Yeah.
So how far does it spread in downtown?
Well, the one that's kind of stands alone is Francis Pavi's studio, which is all the way kind of south of downtown. And then, of course, there are about 8 to 10 along Jefferson Street from Adrian Fulton at the end by Rosa Parks Center at Cypress, or I'm sorry, not Cypress, closer to like Cité, all the way down to, you have Huju, Gallery 549, Cajun Spice, and Arts Co-op all kind of together. And of course, ACA and Zoom Photo Studio are also a little bit further down Vermilion. So that's the biggest challenge really, is to get people to know where these galleries are and how to hit all of them. It's a hard challenge.
Are there maps that people can pick
yes.
up?
Yes, well, we'll have maps for Fall Fest that show where each artist is, along with where their actual booth is going to be located along Jefferson. And then every year we have gallery guides that show you where all the participating Art Walk galleries are.
All right, so keep a lookout for those maps. And if you go online, is there a place to find a map?
Yeah, the maps probably are going to be, yeah, best found on our website at downtownlafayette.org. And there's a little icon that has a painting by Elmore Morgan that you can click on. It'll take you to all the information, including descriptions of all of the art and artists.
Mm-hmm. And a map.
And a map.
So bring your map to Second Saturday Art Walk and the Fall Fest this Saturday. You mentioned there will be music as well.
Are
there any musicians on the streets, or where will they be?
There will be two bands performing inside of Parc de Lafayette, and that music starts around 4:30. The art walk goes from 4 to 8 this weekend, which is different times than our usual time. But yeah, two bands that will be playing throughout the night at Parc de Lafayette, and also live band Machete will be outside of Jefferson Street Pub as well. And then some of the galleries are having their own little live entertainment too. So you'll have to check that. All that's on our website. And something kind of interesting happening at Zoom Photo is they're doing like a southern tasting with different like cheeses and breads and beer and wine.
So it's a full festival.
Yeah, it is.
It's got all the elements. I know you mentioned two groups would be playing at Parc Lafayette. Do you know who they are? I think I was reading Rio Luminoso as one of them.
Yes, that is one. Mm-hmm. They're playing later in the evening. Of course, that's Philip Gould's band. The first band, I believe we're still kind of hammering out who that is. But
should be good
someone
music.
Someone local,
though.
Yeah.
And I know so many people ready for fall or a little bit of change in the air. And it looks like the temperature is going to drop a little bit this weekend.
Yeah, that's always the joke that we have something called Fall Fest on one of the hottest days of the year. But this year it actually looks like we might have our first dose of fall weather on Saturday. So yeah. If the rain holds out, we'll be all right.
It'll be a race.
Yeah.
If you have just tuned in, my guest is Kate Durio talking about Fall Fest, which takes place obviously once a year. It's a very special second Saturday art walk. Art walks take place every second Saturday of the month, and obviously it varies wildly as far as date. And this is the 8th of September. Kate was saying that there are maps online, or they will be available downtown. You can pick them up and find out where all the galleries are and the exhibit spaces. And should they call ahead to, like you mentioned, Francis Pavi's studio, is that one always open, or should they call ahead to find out?
All the galleries that we normally have, all 14 of them, are going to be open from 4 to 8 for sure.
Okay, especially for Fall Fest.
Yep.
And again, that website, downtownlafayette.org. Okay, and there's lots of information there.
And if you need some specific information, you can always email me. It's kate@downtownlafayette.org. Happy to help.
Yeah. And Downtown Alive starts on Friday, too.
Friday, it does, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're kicking off with Kermit Ruffins and the Barbecue Swingers, so celebrating our 30th year this year of Downtown Alive.
Downtown Alive. So, many generations already.
It is, yeah. And if you've been coming for a while, you'll see some familiar Downtown Alive artwork around, including the old piano car logo will be around. So we're really, you know, we really think that we couldn't have made it this long without our fans, and they come back every Friday. So we're really fortunate.
So 30 years. And where will Kermit Ruffins be playing?
Park International. Yep.
Can people get a complete listing of Downtown Live bands?
Yeah. Yes. Downtownlafayette.org. Just click on our 30th anniversary logo, and it'll take you to the full lineup.
All right. And I looked at it. It looks like you've got some great bands this fall.
Yeah. And in theme with the celebrating 30 years, we're bringing back Amanda Shaw on November 16th. We have all these great pictures of her playing when she was really little with Chubby Carrier. And so she just was so excited to play Downtown Alive. So we're happy to have her back.
Generations of musicians. Guys.
She's all grown up now. Yeah.
Wow. So that's Downtown Alive on Friday. It's the first one of the season. And then the next day, second Saturday art walk, which is the Fall Fest.
Right. It's a big weekend downtown.
Yeah. Do y'all have a special poster for Fall Fest?
This year, we do not have a special poster, but there are going to be some commemorative things that are going to be for sale from some of the artists. So.
All right. And then, of course, the people always love the Downtown Alive postcards and, you know, posters of those. So
yeah, those are all around town. Yeah. And one thing I wanted to mention, if you like what you're hearing and you want to know what else is downtown, we have a lot of things on our website to help you check out, including a new interactive guide, a comprehensive guide, and also our Do It Downtown, which will allow you to take part in all these deals around to help you discover what you're missing.
Okay. So go to that website. And you all have a Facebook also?
We do.
Okay, so you can sign up for that. And sometimes we forget to check websites, but if you're on the Facebook, then you get those postings daily or weekly. Again, my guest, Kate Durio, talking about Fall Fest this weekend and things happening in Downtown Lafayette. Lots of ways to participate. Downtown Alive Friday and then Fall Fest on Saturday. Thank you so much, Kate.
Thank you.